who run the world, girls. Which is why the Kitchener Rangers used their Tuesday night game to recognize their female employees, and the women staff members of the Guelph Storm in a ceremonial puck drop. Wednesday is International Women's Day. Once the puck was dropped, the blue shirts showed the Storm they were ready. Kitchener jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first period, thanks to Danny Zhilkin and Reed Vallade. It was nice to get the two early, said General Manager Mike McKenzie. We sat back a little too much in the third, for sure. We faded as the game went on, but thankful for the good start. The Rangers would hold on, add two more in the third, and calmed the Storm 4-1. It's the fifth straight win for Kitchener, and the sixth straight game they've earned at least a point. Zhilkin wasn't too kind to his former club. He added two assists in the win, giving him 4 points in 3 games versus Guelph this year. He's a really great player, makes great plays, and can put the puck in the net, said Zhilkin's linemate, Reed Vallade, who scored in his third straight game. Both of us play with a lot of speed, and crash the net. When we're both flying, it's a pretty hard matchup to stop. Marco Costantini was coming off shutting out the Owen Sound attack Saturday, and carried the donut into the third period against Guelph. The shutout streak was snapped at 116 minutes and 57 seconds. Max Nemestikov scored just 29 seconds into the third period, the lone goal Costantini allowed. The Rangers have earned at least a point in every home game since McKenzie returned to the bench. That's what I remember about my first year or two. We had a good home record, and it was almost an automatic Friday night win some nights, and you just felt that coming to the rink, said McKenzie, who joined the Rangers in 2012. These people come out to watch us, and they're passionate about our team. We owe it to them to put forth our best effort every time we step on the ice. They'll take to that ice again Friday, when they host the Owen Sound attack. The sixth-place Bears are 1 point ahead of the eighth-place Rangers, with a game in hand. Kitchener will travel to Windsor Saturday and Sarnia Sunday.